Listen to the conversation between a student and a librarian.
I'm sorry, but I received an email that I'm supposed to return an overdue book that I checked out in January. The name of the book is Women in Society. However, I'm in the process of writing my senior thesis, and I was under the impression that I was allowed to have the book checked out for the duration of the semester.
All right. Let me check. Just to confirm, did you sign up for extended borrowing privileges available to seniors writing a thesis?
Yes, I signed up for the privileges when I checked out the book in January.
I see. And you received an email recently about bringing the book back?
That's correct. Do I still have to return the book, or should I ignore the email?
You said the name of the book is Women in Society, correct?
Correct.
According to the library system, the book has been recalled. It looks like a professor in the sociology department requested it back. However, the professor can only keep the book for 1 week, and you can check it out again after that.
Oh, shoot. All right, I have the book with me now.
I'm sorry about the inconvenience. Is there another book that you would like to check out in the meantime?
Yes, in fact, there is a book called Today's Woman by Dr. Philippa Baxton. Is it available?
Let me see. Ah, yes, there it is. Do you have your library card with you now?
Ah, shoot. I left my library card in my dorm room.
That's all right. If you have another form of photo ID, I can look up your information in the system and check it out manually.
Thanks a lot! Here's my driver's license. But I would like to spend more time on Women in Society. So is there any way I could get in touch with the professor about the use of the book?
Well, you could go to the professor's office hours. I can print out his office information and availability for you now.
Question 1. What is the talk mainly about?
Question 2. Which of the following is not true about the conversation?
Question 3. What will the student probably do after this conversation?
Listen to the conversation between a student and a university employee.
I understand the importance of your request, but I'm afraid I have to say that the space on the third floor of the student center isn't available right now.
But my study group has a presentation coming up soon and we need a meeting space.
I've been having this same conversation all day with concerned students who are in the same situation as you. It's finals week, and many students have group presentations and are scrambling to find spaces to meet with their groups.
But I made the reservation for study room B on the third floor of the student center at the beginning of the semester. Nobody told me anything about the rooms being closed for renovation.
That's because nobody knew the construction would last this far into the school year. The construction crew is way behind schedule.
So what should I do about finding a meeting room? We really need a quiet place to meet and discuss how we're going to set up the presentation.
Unfortunately, it looks like the rooms in the student center are going to be unavailable for the remainder of the semester. However, have you tried making a room reservation in the library system?
No, I didn't realize that you could reserve rooms in the libraries. Aren't they designated for overflow classes and graduate research students?
Due to the lack of availability of rooms in the student center, the libraries have kindly opened their rooms up to the general campus population. However, it is a recent development and only a few students know about it. If you have a moment, I can pull up the site for the library system and I can show you how to make a reservation online. You can reserve a room up to 2 weeks in advance.
Thank you. I would really appreciate that. However, there are 10 members in my study group. Are the rooms large enough to accommodate all of us?
The rooms are actually fully furnished and quite spacious. The rooms are even equipped with projectors and screens, as well as a microphone with which you could practice giving your presentation. I'm sure you and your group members will have no trouble with the facilities.
Question 1. What is the talk mainly about?
Question 2. Why is the student study group unable to use the room in the student center?
Question 3. Which of the following is not true about the conversation?
Question 4. What will the student most likely do after this conversation? Listen to the conversation between a student and a university employee.
Hello, how may I help you?
Yes, thank you. I'm an international student and I've been having some issues understanding my financial aid package. It's actually quite overwhelming because the words were so difficult. There was one in particular that was confusing for me, and that was the money for work study. Could you explain to me what that means?
Ah, yes. That's the work-study program sponsored by the federal government. Simply put, you work somewhere on the university campus and you get paid as if it were a regular job. The difference is that instead of getting the money directly, it is instead paid towards your tuition. To be honest, most of those jobs on campus usually pay quite low, close to the federal minimum wage. If you are worried about making enough money to pay your tuition, as well as for textbooks or rent, you may be better off working for a local business off campus.
Wow, that's really useful to know. Do you have any suggestions for finding a good paying off-campus job?
Actually, let me refer you to the support office for international students. Not all employers off-campus will sponsor a work visa, so you have to be careful about where you apply. The office can help you find more information, in addition to assisting with filling out your applications and preparing for interviews.
Question 1. What is the talk mainly about?
Question 2. Which of the following is true about this conversation? Listen to the conversation between a student and a guidance counselor at a university.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to sit down and talk to me.
No worries. It's my job. What can I do for you today?
To tell you the truth, I think I don't belong at this school. I think I made a huge mistake when I applied.
What would make you say a thing like that?
I feel really overwhelmed by how big this university is. As you can see on my student record, I come from a small town in the country. My high school had a graduating class of less than 40 students. Not to mention, it was the same group of 40 students I grew up with since kindergarten.
Yeah, that is in stark contrast to a university that has a campus of over 30,000 undergraduates. You could say you're experiencing a form of culture shock.
I think that's only the tip of the iceberg. It doesn't matter where I am, whether it's in class or in my dorm. I just don't feel like I can fit in socially anywhere.
All right, let's break this problem down a bit. First, let's talk about your academic standing. How are the classes themselves?
For the most part, I'm taking 100-level classes that are taught in huge lecture halls with hundreds of students. I really just feel like a nobody in a huge crowd.
Are you having any difficulties keeping up with the course materials?
Surprisingly, no. I actually got an A+ on my first paper for world history. The professor even wrote some very positive and motivating comments. No. It's just that I don't feel like I have any connection to the professor or my classmates seated around me.
I see. Do you feel the same way in all of your classes?
Kind of. The other day in my chemistry lecture, the professor asked a question. Since I was confident about the answer, I raised my hand, just like the other students in the class. However, the professor didn't even look at us, and instead simply answered his own question and rambled on. I wondered why he even bothered asking the question in the first place.
Perhaps that's just his style of teaching, you know, asking a rhetorical question. You shouldn't take that personally.
I understand what you're saying, but I just don't know how to stand out in the crowd and develop myself further.
You could try to approach your professors directly. For instance, you may want to consider going and talking to them during their office hours.
I'm not sure that would be entirely appropriate. I already stand the course material. Aren't the office hours meant for students who don't understand? I just feel like I would be wasting everyone's time if I went to simply chat with the professor.
That's not true. That's the whole point of office hours, to give you time to reach out to your professors. You certainly wouldn't be wasting anyone's time. Even if something as simple as telling your professor how much you're enjoying the class, or just shooting the breeze. I'm sure you both would appreciate that. You appreciate positive feedback, don't you? I'm sure they would too.
You're absolutely right. I should consider that.
All right. Let's move on and talk about your life in the dorms now. What seems to be the trouble there?
I just don't feel I have anything in common with my roommates, or anyone in my hall, for that matter. Everyone loves watching sports or talking about politics. I prefer playing video games and reading comics. I also like to paint.
Those are really interesting hobbies. Have you mentioned them at all to your roommate? He may have similar interests.
I don't know. Seems like he only has sports on his mind.
That's a shame. If you don't mind me asking, how long have you been painting?
Well, I've been painting since kindergarten. Most of my friends growing up also like painting. We'd like to compare our works from time to time and offer each other advice.
Oh, wow! Well, this is a big coincidence. You see, my friend actually works in an art gallery. She likes to hire student painters to work in her gallery. The trouble is, one of the students graduated this past spring, so there's been an empty workbench. My friend has been looking for someone with a strong interest in painting to fill the role. If you like, I could pass your information on to her. There are a number of other student painters involved. It may give you a good chance to find friends with similar interests.
Wow, that would be really amazing! I think having a group of people to paint with would really help me unwind and reach out to people more. If you don't mind letting her know, I'd really appreciate that. Thank you so much for all of your help. Have a great day.
The pleasure is all mine. You too.
Question 1. What is the talk mainly about?
Question 2. Which of the following is not a problem the student has?
Question 3. Which of the following is not a suggestion made by the counselor?
Question 4. Which of the following is true about the counselor's friend?
Question 5. What will the student most likely do after this conversation?